Go New Jail!
In a standing room only meeting, where two protesters who unfurled a surprise banner were removed by the sheriff's department, the Delaware County Council moved forward the Justice Center project by a vote of 4-3. After 2 years of construction, the former school building will house a 500-bed jail, the county court system, and the sheriff's department. When time came for public comment, no one spoke in support of the new jail, something that Terry Hoskins pointed out has happened in every meeting on the issue.
I've talked to hundreds of people. I have yet to meet one person who supports it, except for people who, one way or another, benefit.
Delaware County's jail, like many others in the state, is severely overcrowded. The county has an order from state officials to fix that situation in some way. County Sheriff Tony Skinner says last week, the current jail saw more than 340 inmates in a space built for 220. He says though the project is unpopular, it's desperately needed.
We don't house any low-level inmates in our jail because we can't. We aren't housing anybody who are there on misdemeanors because they can't afford bail. People who come in on misdemeanors are basically booked and released, unless it's a domestic battery, a gun charge, or an invasion of privacy.
Only one council member explained his vote to the crowd. Scott Alexander says he voted against the project because of the cost.
In my opinion, and I've done a lot of research on this, the cost of the project is prohibitive. It's unrealistic to think that this project, once it's completed, isn't going to cost more than what we currently pay. And I think that what we need to do is take the time and get this right.
The council approved a funding plan that does not include a property tax backup, something they could have added. That means for the nearly 20 years the county will pay back construction bonds, officials won't be able to use extra property tax revenue if money in existing approved accounts falls short. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.